ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 All right, going through the fifth canto, and we began with the life of Maharshi Vrata.
我们一直在讲述圣殿伯伽瓦坛的第五篇，是从Maharaja Priyavrata的生平事迹开始的。
After Maharaj Priyavrata, Maharaj Priyavrata's son named Agnidra.
在讲完Maharaj Priyavrata的事迹之后，我们又讲了他的儿子Agnidra的故事。
And Agnidra, he had many sons, but the oldest son was called Nabi, not Maharaj Nabi, a girl called Meru-Divi.
Agnidra Maharaj 生了很多儿子，长子老大叫 Nabi Maharaj, 他娶了 Meru-Divi 为妻。
And Nabi organized a big yagya and took the help of many brahmanas who were Vaishnavas to worship the Supreme Lord.
Nabi Maharaj 就举行了一场盛大的 yagya. 他召集了很多的 brahmana Vaishnava 来崇拜了至尊主。
And Maharaj Nabi's purpose in the sacrifice was that he wanted a son who was like the personality of Godhead.
这场Yagya的目的呢，是为了得到一个儿子，就像人格神手那样的儿子。
The Lord of Sacrifice appeared in the Yagya, and he told them, he said, there's nobody like me. He said, there's no one like me. He said, I'm the Supreme Lord. There's nobody like me. If you want a son, I will have to come myself.
在从雅各亚的祭火当中，就是祭祀之主就显现出来。他说，没有人像我一样在这个世界上。 我是至尊主，如果你想要一个儿子像我一样的话，那我只有亲自来做你的儿子了。
Okay, so, So Maharaj Nabi got the son who was the Lord himself. The Lord came as the son of Maharaj Nabi and Meru-Divi and brought a different son of the child. They could understand that he was the incarnation of the Lord.
最后呢,
那比王呢，他就得到了一个儿子。这个儿子呢，他降生的时候呢，身体上拥有就至尊主的许多标志。One way which they could understand was the Lord was from the marks on the bottom of his feet, auspicious markings like the thunderbolt. And a flag.
要想认出谁是至尊主，就可以从他身上的一些吉祥的标志， 比如说在他的足底上就有霹雳和旗帜。
And in the Bhagavatamrita, they describe the incarnations of the Lord that they will have like a student, a palm of their hand. They will have the markings like a Sudarshan chakra in the palm.
那我们从大伯家瓦坛甘露当中呢，就听到，就是说，一个国王的标志呢，是他的手掌上长着一个神，在他的大拇指根部这个地方有Sudarshan chakra 的标志。
So, child of Maharaj Nabi, he had all the good qualities. He was very peaceful and he was very kind-hearted, caring for others. He had his senses and mind.
Nabi 的儿子呢，拥有很多的优秀的品质，例如说他平和仁慈，对待他人非常的仁爱，他控制了自己的感官心意。
And anxious to get married, although he's son of such powerful ruler, such a great king, but the son was not anxious to enjoy all the gifts.
那虽然他的儿子是一个强有力的统治者，但是呢，却并不很渴望进行感官享乐。
So when was growing up, all the citizens in the kingdom and all the brahmanas and all the ministers, the people who assisted the king, they all saw the quality of this child and they understood that he would be a very good ruler. That he would be able to take the position of his father and be the ruler of the whole planet. Earth.
这个孩子长大成人之后，大臣们还有这个市民们以及这国王的助手都看出来这个孩子拥有优秀的品质，他们明白这个位孩子呢是以日后是一位优秀的统治者，可以继承他的父亲的王位，统治这个地球。
After we see there are many people who claim, or sometimes the false claim, that their guru or their leader is an incarnation of God. But these people don't actually have the opulence or the qualities of an incarnation of God.
有很多人自称是 guru 或者自称是化身，但是呢，他们并却没有神的富裕，也没有神的品质。
That is actually an incarnation of God. Then he should be like Bhagavan. He should have all. He should have the greatest amount of wealth.
假设谁要是自称是神的化身的话，他必须是像巴格万一样拥有全部的富裕。
And he keeps it up just for himself. He will see the wealth is distributed to everyone.
而且他也不会把所有的财富都据为己有，他会把财富分发给每一个人。
He should also be very powerful in physical strength.
他也是非常有孔武有力的。有躯体的强大的躯体力量。
Should have a good knowledge, good and should be highly intelligent and wise.
他也应该有大丰富的知识，也非常睿智。
I should look very attractive, handsome, very good looking.
他应该是长得相貌非常的吸引人，相貌英俊。
He should be famous.
他还应该是声名遐迩。
And he should, at the same time, he should not be attached to these material things. He should be renounced.
与此同时，他应该不依附所有这些物质的赋予，他应该是非常气绝的。
So, we don't get incarnations of God who are poor. Some incarnation of God, but they don't have any money.Then it's not a real incarnation of God.
我们没有那种一贫如洗的神的化身。有的人声称是神，但是他身上却没有钱。
So when Maharaj and his son appeared in the world, they gave him the name Rishabha. Rishabha means the best of all human beings.
当马哈拉智纳比儿子诞生之后，他们给他起名是 Rishabha。Rishabha 的意思是，他是人类当中的佼佼者。
He's the supreme being.
他是最优秀的人类。
Given this name because he had so many incredible, he was so qualified, he had so many wonderful qualities.That he impressed everyone. Everyone was overwhelmed to see him, to see his wonderful qualities.
他们之所以给他起这个名字，是因为他有这么多美好的品质，而人们见到他这些美好的品质，都完全被他所征服了，折服了。
When they called him Rishabha, it was a very suitable name for him because he really was the best of men.
Rishabha 这个名字呢，特别适合他，因为他确实是人类当中的佼佼者。
So Rishabha was so opulent, his material opulence was so great.That Indra, the king of heaven, became envious of him.
Rishabha 的物质的富裕是这么的强大，连 Indra 也嫉妒起他来了。
Indra was so angry and envious of him. Indra stopped sending rain. He wouldn't allow any clouds to go over the planet Earth, and the planet Earth was in danger because it was.
主 Indra 呢是这么的愤恨嫉妒他，他就阻止所有的雨云来到地球上方，那地球就处在危险当中了，因为没有降雨。
If there's no rain, then you cannot grow grain. It's difficult to get food to feed people.
如果没有雨水，就不能没有农作物生长，人们就得不到粮食。
And if there's no food, then how can live? How they cannot perform sacrifice?
如果没有食物吃，人类就不能生存，不能生存就不能举行祭祀。
So my Rishabha.He used his own internal potency, yoga maya, and by his own yoga maya, he arranged to produce rain for water on his own land, in his kingdom.
Rishabha Dev 就用他的内在能量 yoga maya 安排就大量的雨水就倾泻到地球上面。
So this way Rishabha showed that he's naturally the Supreme Lord, that he's so powerful, he can do these kind of things. Only God can do these kind of things.
Rishabha Dev 就用这种行动表明他就是至尊主，他是拥有全量，拥有巨大的能量的力量的，因为只有神才能做到就有这样的力量。
So the yagya he was doing, because it, when Rishabha Dev appeared, when Rishabha appeared, it was not Kali Yuga. It was a Satya Yuga. They were doing different yagya, no, Treta Yuga. They were not performing, doing the yagya like we, you know, with mantras and offering ghee and chanting, prayer and do that kind of yagya.
So, 当Rishabha Dev 显现的时候呢，不是卡里年代，而是 Treta 年代。Treta 年代，就人们会举行很多的 Yagya 祭祀，就像祭火当中供奉酥油还祭品。
Kaliya Yagya is Sankirtan. The Sankirtan Yagya is found in Kali Yuga.It's easy to perform. People can do it in every home, everywhere.
在卡里年代的祭祀是齐诵圣名祭祀，这样的祭祀很容易举行。人们可以在家中做这种祭祀，也可以在每一个地方做这种祭祀。
They do spiritually, spiritually, materially also. They'll be happy and peaceful.
如果祭祀举行的话，人们就会平和快乐。
So can that be? Well, very happy. He was very satisfied with his son. He felt so much attachment for his son.
Nabi 王因为得到这样一个儿子而感到十分的快乐满足。
And oh, he knew he didn't understand his son is actually the Supreme Lord, but he couldn't think of him as Lord, he could only think of him as his son.
Nabi 王明白他的儿子实际上就是至尊主本人，但是呢，他也不脑子里也不想那么多了，只是把他当成自己的儿子一样爱戴。
Just like Danyashoda, he cannot understand Krishna's God, only think of him as their son.
就像男的亚述达那样，他们也不把 Krishna 当成神，只把 Krishna 当做自己的儿子。
Or Sachimata, Yaganath Mishra, they could only understand what Chaitanya as their son.They couldn't understand his actual identity.
或者就正如 Sachimata Jagannath Mishra, 他们也不把主宰的那样当成至尊主，只把他看作自己的儿子。
So that is influence of Yoga, which causes them to think the Lord as son.
这便是 Yoga Maya 的影响力。奉献者不把主作为神那样，而是把主当作自己的孩子。
It can be understood that his son Rishabha is very popular, and all the citizens, all the people love him, and he wanted to make him the king. He wanted to retire.
Nabi 王明白 Rishabha Dev 受到所有臣民的爱戴，他便自己就想把王位交给儿子，自己去退隐。
So his son put him to the Brahmanas, and the Brahmanas would guide him and tell him how to run the country, what to do to make the country prosper and economically successful.
那比王就把儿子交给这些 Brahmana， 请求他们来指导自己的儿子怎样让这个王国变得繁荣，在经济上获得发展。
So when his son was trained up, and then his son took over the country in Maharaj Nabi, and when he married Baby, they went to the Himalayas.
当 Nabi 王就把这一切事务安排妥当之后，就和他的妻子 Meru Devi 去了喜马拉雅山。
They went to the special holy place high up in the Himalayas called Derek Ashram.
他们去了在喜马拉雅山，很高的就是山，很高的喜马，高高的喜马拉雅山上的一处圣地 ，Badrik Ashram.
There are four holy places in the Himalayan mountains.
喜马拉雅山有四处圣地。
There's Badrik Ashram, and there's another place, Kedarnath. Gangotri is the place where the source of the Ganges is, where the Ganges comes from. And Yamunotri is where the Yamuna comes from. So they're sourced in the Himalayas, high up in the Himalayas.
这四处圣地，一个是 Badrik Ashram， 还有一个 Kedarnath， 还有一处叫 Gangotri， 还有Yamunotri， 一个是恒河的发源地，还有一个是雅穆那河的发源地，都在喜马拉雅山上。
Badrik Ashram is the place where Nara Narayan Rishi reside, where they do their austerities.
Badrik Ashram is Nara Narayan Rishi 居住的地方，他们在那里进行苦行。
Dhruva Maharaj also went to Badrik Ashram with blood world.
Dhruva Maharaj 也去过 Badrik Ashram.
Before he left the world, before he departed from this world.
就在他离开这个世界之前，他去了那里。
Because this was the system in the past, that when the kings start to get older, and they have a suitable younger person to take their place, they retire, they take Vanaprastha.
这个就是社会以前的社会体系。当国王年老老迈的时候呢，如果有年轻人能够接替他的职位，老国王就会退休，就当行脚僧 Vanaprastha Ashram， 进入这个阶层，会去山里。
And Shani took his with him. She went with him. He didn't leave his wife behind. He took his wife with him to the Himalayas. She also went.
而且 Rishabha Devi 还带着自己的妻子 Meru Devi 一起去了山里。
Because when the king leaves the world, his wife will also leave the body. She'll go with him.
因为当国王离开这个世界的时候呢，他的妻子也会跟他一起，也会离开自己的躯体。
The Maharishna is very expert in doing austerities, and he was very happy to do this.
那比王非常擅长苦行，而且他也很高兴做苦行。
And so, lives in Vandarika Ashram for some time, in this austerity, then he got his body, little world, went to Vaikuntha.
Nabi 王呢就在巴德瑞克阿什姆做苦行，这样之后他离开了自己的躯体，去了灵性世界外昆塔。
He was a pure devotee.
Oh, okay.
He was a pure devotee.So he went into Vaikuntha.
因为他是纯粹的奉献者，所以他就去了 Vaikuntha.
Oh. Oh, 你会来吗？好，对不起。对不起，这样事情发生好几次，今天上。
是。
今天马上也再开始，再开始，外面不太好。Okay, so the king, he retired to the Himalaya mountains, and he was a pure devotee, and he went back to Godhead.
老国王呢就去了喜马拉雅山，退隐到那里，因为他是纯粹的奉献者。他就回归了，他回到了外昆塔。
So it's the duty of the leaders that after some time they should retire to make way for young people to come in.
领袖他的职责就是，给年轻人让位。
Harley Ball.
Harley Ball.
Jai. So, Maharaj Nabi showed the perfect example by retiring and going to the mountains to do austerity.
Maharaj Nabi 就树立了一个优秀的榜样，他退隐到山中苦行。
Everyone should want to get free from the wheel of birth and death. We should all want to get liberated and go back to the spiritual world.
要想摆脱生死的这个轮回，一个人应该渴望解脱，回到灵性世界。
So we have to detach ourselves from this material world, and we have to prepare ourselves for going back to Godhead.
我们必须要弃绝这个物质世界，自己做好准备，回到灵性世界，回到神手身边。
So Maharaj Nabi, he was worshipping Narayan while he was there in Bhadarika Ashram.He worshipped the Lord in the form of Narayan.
Maharaj Nabi 在Bhadarika Ashram 是把主当成 Narayan 来崇拜的。
And in this way, he went back to spiritual world. So Maharaj.
他就这样回到灵性世界。
So when Maharaj Nabi was very much loved and respected, and the people in his kingdom, the great poets, the sages, they wrote poetry about him, describing his qualities.
Maharaj Nabi 就受到世人的敬爱。所以诗人们就撰写了关于 Nabi 的诗歌。
They described how he was such a great devotee that the Supreme Lord came as his son because of his devotion.
他们描述说，Nabi 王是伟大的奉献者， 由于他的奉爱之情，至尊主就同意做他的儿子。
Only very, very great devotees are so fortunate to get the Lord as their son.
只有非常非常伟大的奉献者才能有幸得到至尊主为自己的儿子。
And because Maharaj Nabi also had great respect for the Brahmanas, and he worshipped the Brahmanas, and he satisfied the Brahmanas, in that way the Brahmanas were able to use their powers to bring God, to bring the Supreme Lord to meet Maharaj Nabi.
由于Nabi 特别的尊敬 Brahmana, 而且崇拜 Brahmana,令 Brahmana 们感到心满意足，所以这些有力量的 Brahmana 就使得至尊主能够成为 Nabi 王的儿子。
Yeah, the Lord appeared to Maharaj Nabi first as Narayan. At that time, he told him that, you know, you want somebody like me for a son, but there's nobody like me. I will have to come myself.
主首先是以 Narayan 的形象第一次显现在 Nabi 王面前，他说，如果你想要一个像我这样的儿子，我必须得亲自 来到来。
And so after then the Lord Narayan, he came as Rishabdev, as the son of Maharaj Nabi.
就这样 Narayan 呢就显现为显现在 Nabi 的家中，作为以 Rishabhadev 的身份显现成 Nabi 的儿子。
So Maharaj Nabi, he was like the disciple. He was like the disciple of these Brahmanas, and these Brahmanas they did the yagya for him, and by their power they brought the Lord to meet.Maharaj Nabi.
Nabi, 他就好像是 Brahmana 们的门徒一样，所以在 Yagya 当中呢，这些 Brahmana 们就凭借他们的力量，让 Nabi 王能遇见主。
So after his father, after Maharaj Nabi had gone to the ashram, then Rishabhdev.Takes charge of the kingdom and taught all the people how to do their duty properly.
当父亲就离开家去了山，喜马拉雅山的时候 ，Rishabhadev 就接管了王国。他教导臣民们各自要履行各自的职责。
And the first thing Rishabhadev did was.He became a brahmachari and he went to live in the guru's ashram and he got that training from the guru, the spiritual master.
Nabi 王做的第 Rishabhadev 做的第一件事情就是他成为了一名 brahmachari 遵守生，他去了 guru kula 的 guru 的 ashram.受到灵性导师的训练。
Yeah, and after he finished his education, and then he satisfied his guru by giving some dakshina or some gifts, and then he accepted a wife, he became a householder.
他接受了，他在那里接受了教育，他就满足了自己的咕噜，给予咕噜 Dakshina， 后来他接受了妻子，就进入了居士阶层。
This is a Vedic culture. You first of all get education, you finish your education, then you're ready for married life. Take wife.
这是伟大文化。首先呢，接受教育，之后。就进入可以进入婚姻生活，接受一位妻子。
So his wife was offered to him. She was offered to him by Indra, the king of heaven. So she was a very qualified lady.
他的妻子是天帝 Indra 送给他的，他妻子是非常有资格的。
And they lived in household life according to the principles of the scripture.
他们夫妻两个人是按照经典的训谕，过家庭生活。
And they had 100 sons who were all very qualified, who were all very powerful, equally as powerful as Rishabhdev himself.
他们生了100个儿子，这100个儿子都是有资格的，像 Rishabhdev 本人一样有力量和有资格。
So Rishabhdev's duty as the king, the ruler, as an incarnation of the Lord, he has to give pleasure to the devotees and annihilate the demons.
Rishabhdev 呢，他就行使了国王的职责，而他身为主的化身呢，他满足奉献者，要杀死恶魔。
So you have to protect people from non-devotees. If they're non-devotees who are like demons, they have to protect the devotees from them.
他要保护奉献者，不受恶魔的骚扰。
And as a king, he must also show people the right example how to behave properly.
他身为国王，也必须给人们世人树立榜样，该如何恰当的行为举止。所以他要给世人树立榜样。
So he was an ideal grihastha, and he taught his sons how to perfect.Their spiritual life also.
他也是一名完美的居士，他教导了儿子们怎样让他们的灵性生活变得完美。
So Rishabhdev, one of the 100 sons, the eldest son of Rishabhdev was called Bharat, and he was a very great devotee with many wonderful qualities.
Rishabhdev 有一百个儿子，他的老一百个儿子当中的老大名字叫 Bharat， 他是非常伟大的奉献者，拥有非常优秀的品质。
He was such a great person that this whole planet became named after him. It became known as Bharatvarsha.
他是这么伟大一个伟大的人物。整个地球都以他的名字命名，整个地球称为 Bharatvarsha。
So people born in Bharatvarsha, today when we say Bharatvarsha, they think of India, but actually it's a world.
所以今天当人们一提到 Bharatvarsha 就想起印度，但实际上 Bharatvarsha 是指整个世界。
Okay. And when other sons, the oldest of the among the eldest from the 100 sons, there were 9 other sons, and they became like the kings, the Maharashtra.Divided his kingdom among his 9 eldest sons.
就在这一百个儿子当中呢，有九位儿子也是年长的儿子，国王呢就把这个地球分给了这九位年长的儿子。
As well as Bharat, Bharat was the elder, so there were 10 of them. So they each ruled the whole world.
就再加上 Bharat， 就他们一共十个，这十个儿子，他们就共同统治这个世界。
Then Rishabdev had nine other sons who were called the nine Yogendras, and they're described in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto.
在这个一百个儿子当中，还有另外九个儿子被称为九位 Yogendras， 在圣典博伽瓦坛的第十一篇当中就描述了。这几有跟九位有跟着。
Vasudeva is speaking Radha Muni. The 11th canto talks, and the 11th canto is talks between Narada Muni and Vasudeva, Krishna's father.
博伽瓦坛第十一篇。就有关于 Vasudeva 和 Narada Muni 之间的对话。Vasudeva 是 Krishna 的父亲。
So Narada Muni told Vasudeva, he will tell about the nine Yogendras and how they taught their teachings, and they preach what they preach.
Narada Muni 就给 Vasudeva 讲述了九位 Yogendra 的教导。
So the nine yogis are very powerful. They don't marry. They're just preachers. They're just traveling everywhere preaching the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这九位勇兵者是非常有力量的。他们不结婚，他们就旅行传教。传教圣典不加的谈。
And then there's other sons.
还有其他的儿子们。
Because so we said, and then elders, and then these other nine Yogendras, that is 81 other sons.
那我们刚才说到了，再加上这个九位有跟着，那剩下还有八十一个儿子。
So they all became very Brahmanas.
他们全部成为完美的 Brahmana。
Interesting. Their father was a king, a Kshatriya, when they became Brahmanas.
这点是非常有趣的，因为他们的父亲是一位 Kshatriya， 可是他们都成为了 Brahmana。
Rishabdev was the incarnation of God. He was the Lord himself. He was no ordinary Kshatriya.
当然了 ，Rishabdev 是神的化身，他不是一个普通的 Kshatriya。
So become Brahmanas by the qualification, not by.
所以人是这些 Brahmana 成为 Brahmana 是由于自己的资格，而不是由于他们出身。
Nine of them were teaching Srimad Bhagavatam, so that's also the work of Brahmana. It's not the work that they were above the Brahmins and Kshatriyas. They were transcendental.To the Varna, because they were just speaking Srimad Bhagavatam.
因为他们只讲述圣典博伽瓦坛，他们超越了 Brahmana 和 Kshatriya， 因为他们只讲述博伽瓦坛。
So 81 Brahmins, 81 Brahmanas, and nine.And then Maharaj Bharat. We'll hear about Maharaj Bharat in a little while. after Rishabdev. First we hear about Rishabdev, then we will hear about Maharaj, how he becomes the Lord.
这样就有八十一位Brahmana 的儿子。在所有这些儿子当中 ，Bharata 是长子。在 Rishabdev 之后，我们就会讲到 Bharata， 他成为了一位统治者。
We told about Rishabdev. He was very pure. He was always full of transcendental bliss. His form was eternal. He had like an eternal form of eternal knowledge and bliss.
Rishabdev, 他是纯洁的、超然的、喜乐的。他拥有着永恒知识、极乐的躯体。
He felt unhappy when he saw other people unhappy.
当看到其他人不快乐的时候，他自己也会不快乐。
He tried to do everything to help people.
他会想方设法的帮助人们。
He, although he's the Supreme Lord, he always acted just like he was an ordinary person, like an ordinary conditioned soul.
虽然他是至尊主本人，但是他的行为就好像普通的受条件限制的灵魂。
He didn't think, because I'm God, I'm going to follow anything.He followed everything. He followed all the rules and regulations of the Varnashram.
他不会想，我是神，我不用遵守任何的规则。相反，他遵守着 Varnashram 的所有规则。
He, by his example, he got the people, the ordinary people, to follow.All the principles of the Shri.
他透过自身的榜样，就引导着普通人来遵守规范原则。
Householders to be regulated in their activities and in their lifestyle.
居士们，他们的生活方式应该是。有节制的。
And he taught them how to develop nice religious principles and how to establish good economic standards.
他教导他们怎么样去遵守很好的遵守宗教原则，并且树立了这个经济的标准。
He showed that people could stay as householders and at the same time become perfect, like following Varnashram principles.
他向世人表明，在做一个完美的居士的同时，也可以就是同时遵守完美的 Varnashram 制度。
The Varnashram Dharma is meant for the souls, people who are not perfect.
瓦纳上制度是给那些并不完美的受条件限制的灵魂准备的。
But by following these principles of Varnashram, people make advancement and they can eventually go back home by Godhead.
通过遵守这一瓦纳上制度，世人就可以取得进步，回归家园，回归神手。
For cultivating to get free of birth and death, the opportunity when we come to the human form of life is an opportunity to get out of the wheel of samsara.
就人们应该培养这些，来摆脱生死的 samsara 生死轮回。
So, we can do it by following the principles of Varnashram, but in Kali Yuga, of course, we can't follow these principles so well.
通过遵守Varnashram制度就可以很好的取得进步，但是在Kali年代，我们不能非常好的来遵守Varnashram制度。
When it was suggested, Lord Chaitanya talked to Ramananda Rai, and Ramananda Rai suggested follow Varnashram. Lord Chaitanya said, oh, that is external.
当 Lord Chaitanya 和 Ramananda Rai 对话的时候，Ramananda Rai 就提出来，人们可以遵守 Varnashram 制度来满足至尊主，但是如柴丹尼妈巴不说，这也是外在的。
嗯 ，She wanted to preach devotional service.
如柴丹尼想传教。
Varnashram had already deteriorated in the Kali Yuga. They finished not put properly.So Lord Chaitanya just preached the chanting of the holy name and Bhakti Yoga, Varnashram.
因为在卡里年代 ，Varnashram 制度已经越来越走下坡路了。朱彻丹马哈巴布就希望来传播圣名，以及传播 Bhakti Yoga.
And gradually introduce people to the principles of Varnashram.
他 逐渐的可以引导人们遵守 Varnashram 制度。
In the Yuga, we follow more what is called Daivi Varnashram, rather than the strict Varnashram which was followed in the time of Lord Rishabdev. We follow what is called Daivi Varnashram.
在卡里年代，我们遵守的是 Daivi Varnashram 制度，不是那 Rishabdev 时期的那个 Varnashram 制度。
So we have leaders in the society who can teach this and who follow this themselves by their own example, show people how to do it.
领袖们应该就教导世人。并且通过他们的实际典范来展示如何遵守这个 Varnashram 制度。
So, Rishabdev is the Supreme Lord, he knows everything, but still, for the example of the Parva Kshatriya, he took instruction from the Brahmanas.
Rishabdev 身为至尊主本人，他仍然因为他是一个处于Kshatriya 的阶层，他仍然征求 Brahmana 的建议。
According to them, the Kshatriya takes instruction from Brahmanas, and the Kshatriyas get people in the kingdom to follow the instructions.
根据制度 ，Kshatriya 应该就是接受 Brahmana 的建议。并且遵守 Brahman 们的指导。
Yeah, the Kshatriyas they direct the righteous and the sutras.
Kshatriya 他们指导 Vaishya 和 Sutra.
The head, they direct the other parts of the body.
就像头脑。指挥着躯体的其他部位。
So Lord Shakti performed all kinds of sacrifices according to the Vedic scriptures, and he satisfied Lord Vishnu.
Rishabdev 就按照韦达经典举行祭祀来满足至尊主。
Lord Rishabdev would go to holy places and they would perform the yagyas, and they would have all the priests, and they would get young men and even boys who were priests to do the yagya.
主 Rishabhadev 会去圣地做 yagya， 他会让那些他的祭司们都是年轻人，有的甚至是男孩子们来做这些 yagya 祭祀。
Just like in Mayapur, they have the boys, the young Gurukul boys. They come, but they do a yagya, and they do the yagya. They chant all the mantras. They do everything. They're very pure.
就像在 Mayapur, Gurukul 的那些孩子们、学生们，他们做这些 yagya， 他们唱诵祈祷文，因为他们特别纯粹。
Yet the older men, you know, they're not so pure. Better to you have the young boys, they're pure. They haven't had any contact with the material world. So they're pure-hearted, they're pure in mind, but they can do the yagya very nicely.
老人们他们就不那么纯粹了，而你男孩子们，因为他们都没有受过物质世界，没有那么受物质世界污染，所以他们的心灵纯洁，心也是纯洁的。
They do the yagya, they worship the Supreme Lord, and they please everyone. They have a great, very successful yagya. So when Lord Rishabhadev was ruling, everyone was very happy, everyone was very satisfied. Nobody wanted to ask for anything. Everybody had whatever they wanted.
Rishabhadev 统治期间，人民都快乐满足，他们已经得到了他们想要的一切，所以他们再没有什么要求了。
And everybody had great love for the king because he knew the king is the representative of God on earth.
每个人都爱戴国王，因为他们知道国王是这个地球上主的代表。
And chapter Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, among men, I am the monarch. So the monarch, the ruler, the king, he's the representative of God on the earth.
在佛家梵歌当中，主 Krishna 说，人类当中我为君王，所以统治者是地球上的神的代表。
And Lord Rishabhadev is not just any ordinary king, but he's the incarnation of the Supreme Lord.
Rishabhadev 可不是普通的君王，他是至尊主的化身。
So it happened that Lord Rishabhadev came to a holy place called Brahmavarta, and there was to be a meeting there of all the great brahmanas, learned brahmanas.
有一次呢 ，Rishabhadev 就来到了一处圣地，称为 Brahmavarta 的圣地，在那里遇见了伟大的博学的 Brahmana 们。
And Lord Rishabhadev came there with all of his sons. His sons were all there, and they all heard the teachings, the instructions of the Brahmanas.
Rishabhadev 就带着他的100个儿子一起去了，那这个圣地，聆听这些伟大博学的 Brahmana 的讲话。
So Rishabhadev also wants to give instructions to his sons.
Rishabhadev 自己也教导了他的100个儿子。
Because in the future, his sons are going to rule the world. He wants them to do it very properly.
因为将来他的儿子们会统治世界，所以他希望儿子们能够恰当的统治世界。
His all very good. They're well behaved. He wants to teach them. And he wants all of the citizens who are listening to hear what he teaches.
他的儿子们都是有着良好的举止，所以热舍对付就希望教导他的一百儿子，也所有的臣民们也希望臣民们聆听这些教导。
So in the next class we will hear Rashabdi teaches to his sons.
下一周呢，我们将会谈到热舍对付给他的一百个儿子的教导。
Okay, any questions?
好，那我们现在来看一下问题。
Hare Krishna, good day.
Hi.
我想问一下，就是刚才您讲到，这一百个儿子当中有九位有根者，这那个有根者是什么意思？是一个什么身份呢？
What's the identification of Yogendra?
What, you want to know, are they still, you know, benign Yogendras? What want to know?
Sati wants to know.
I just want to know about the nine Yogendras.
Yes.
What?
She wants to know. So among the 107, there are nine Yogendras. She wanted to know what's this identification of these nine Yogendras.
What's the identification? The names are listed. The nine names are given.
他们的名字就被列举出来了。
They're all great saints. They're very attached to the Srimad Bhagavatam. They just want to travel around preaching Srimad Bhagavatam. They have no desire to be a big ruler in a country.Been an administrator. They want to be Mishnah preachers.
这九位有跟着都是伟大的圣人们，他们只想传播圣典博伽瓦他，他们没有统治世界的欲望，并不想管理世界。
Qualification, correct. They have a desire to study Srimad Bhagavatam, to teach the Srimad Bhagavatam, and to travel everywhere and enlighten people in spiritual knowledge.
Their 资格是他们想要学习圣典博伽瓦坛。他们想旅行传教圣典博伽瓦坛，教导世人灵性知识。
They're called by the qualification. They have that. They take up that work. That's what they're attracted to.
由于他们的资格，他们承担了这项工作，他们是被这个工作所吸引的。
Understand? 明白吗？
是的，是的 ，Good day， 感谢您，明白了。好，那我们看今天奉献者提的问题。第一个问题是，Chaitanya Charan Prabhu， 顶拜 Guru Day 和奉献者，半神人也会做不好的事情，比如天地 Indra， 恶魔也会做好的事情，比如巴利 Maharaja。在现实中也是这样，有些很好的人也会做坏事，有些很坏的人也会做好事，我们应该以什么样的眼光看待所有这些事情呢？ 是不是大家都是按照至尊主的意愿在演各自的戏。
This is a question from Chaitanya Charam Prabhu. She offered obeisance to Gurudev and all devotees. He said the demigods will do bad things. For example, Lord Indra and demons can also do good things. For example, Bali Maharaj. In our practical life, it's also this case. Some very good people, they will do bad things, and some very bad people do good things. So how should we see these things? From what perspective to look at all these things? Is that everybody is playing their own roles according to the will of the Supreme Lord?
Well, we have to understand that some demons are devotees. Just like Bali, he's a devotee. Bali Maharaj is a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj is also born in a demon family, but he's a great devotee. So birth is not important.
我们要明白，有些恶魔他是奉献者，像巴利玛拉者，他是奉献者。普拉玛拉虽然生于恶魔家庭，但是他是奉献者。这两个人物都是非常重要的人物。
Haribo.
Yes, we can hear you.
Haribo, you had that? I can hear you, yeah. What's in now?
Yes, sir.
You're funny. I'm funny.
Yes.
You're
funny.
The birth is not just like the demigod, but as he becomes envious because he's in a mode of goodness, sometimes he's influenced by passion and ignorance. All the time. Generally, he's in a mode of goodness.
Maharaj, the first part is broken. Who did you mention? Who is influenced by the mode of goodness?
So, I was saying Indra, he is a demigod, so he's in the mode of goodness, but he's not in the level of pure goodness. So sometimes he's influenced by passion and ignorance.
Indra, 刚才我说到了 Indra 他是半神，所以他处在善良形态，但他不是处在纯粹的善良形态，有时候他受到激情和愚昧属性的影响。
So we have to understand how a person is situated in the modes of nature. It's not just only a matter of birth. Just like you're saying somebody's a demon and so, but they may act good. So they're not really demons. They're born in a demon family, but it doesn't mean they're a demon.
所以我们要明白，人是受到自然形态的影响的。有的人呢，他虽然出生是恶魔，但是他们的行为是好的。虽然他们诞生在恶魔家庭当中。
So we don't condemn someone just on the basis of birth. And neither do we accept someone just on the basis of birth. Just like somebody may be born in a Brahmana family, doesn't mean that he's a Brahmana. We have to see the qualities.
所以我们不谴责任何人的出生。假设一个人他虽然是出生于 Brahmana 的家庭，但是也不等于他就是个 Brahmana， 得要看到他的品质。
We see Lord Rishabhdev, he's a Kshatriya and he's the incarnation of God, but he took the trouble to take training, to go to Gurukula, to be trained by the Brahmanas.
我们看到 Rishabhdev, 他虽然是神的化身，但是他也去了 Gurukula 接受训练。
So education is very important.We need education.
教育非常重要，我们都需要教育。
So, anybody can become a Brahmana if they're properly initiated and then trained.
任何的一个人都可以成为 Brahmana， 只要他受到了启迪，并且受到了训练。
Okay, 还有下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题。夏玛马德基，顶拜古鲁代，感谢您。请问国王是神的代表，但现在的国王为什么大多都是无神论者呢
？Yes.
Although the king is representative of God, but why the modern kings, most of them are atheists?
Yes. Well, actually they're not really atheists. Most of the kings, they have some respect for some religion. Like in England, the queen is the head of the church. And in Thailand, the Thailand people, they have a king. He has to be a Buddhist. And he has to be a monk. He becomes a monk for some time even.
实际上，这些当代的君王们，他们不是真的无神论者。他们都很尊敬宗教。例如英国的女王，她就是教堂的首领。像泰国王，他本身就是佛教徒，而且呢，他也必须就当佛教徒一段时间。
And even in America, if somebody is known to be an atheist.Then he would be rejected. He'd be looked down in society.
在美国，假设一个人是无神论者，他就会遭到社团的，就是抛弃，会被人瞧不起。
Russia is a socialist country.But people, they all believe in God. They're religious people.
而俄罗斯呢，虽然是一个社会主义国家，但是人们是信神的，他们都是很虔诚的人。
Hari Bol, what a life.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Yeah, 欢迎你，对吧？ So I'm saying, in Russia, also people believe in God. They're very pious, religious people, but they have their own religion. They have their Russian church.
在俄罗斯，俄罗斯的人们都很虔诚。 他们宗教是另外一种宗教。
They have their own church.
他们有。
Russian Orthodox.
他们有自己的教堂，是俄罗斯的东正教。
Sometimes we do get leaders like openly atheistic, and we get this more in countries where they're communist countries.
有时候呢，也有这种公开的无神论的君王，就像那个就是共产主义国家吧。
Just like.If you listen to the teachings of Marx, Karl Marx, and he preaches that religion is the opium of the people. So if people listen to Karl Marx, then they're put off of religion.
比如说，卡尔马克思，他说那个宗教是人们的精神鸦片。就人们听信了他的话，就放弃了宗教。
Opium of the people, opium.
他们说宗教是，宗教是鸦片大麻。
鸦片大麻，对。So it's a bad impression about religion to people.
这就给人们留下了，就是使人们对宗教有了非常不好的印象。
But in general, most people in the world believe in God and they want God, they want some religion.
一般而言呢，世人他们都是信神的，他们也希望有宗教。
Especially when there's crisis, when difficulties, then at that time, the things go more closer to God.
特别是面临危机的时候呢，人们就跟神的距离就更近了。
So, for example, the king should be a religious person. And generally, we do see like that the king. He'll be shown going to temple or going to church. He'll show that example to his people.
一般来说呢，其实国王们他们还是有宗教心的，他们会去教堂啊。会去这些宗教场所给世人树立一个良好的榜样。
OK， 下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题，加亚克什纳梁谢奎，他不，顶拜咕噜的莲花族，夜报瑜伽可以把三形态的事物结果都供奉给神吗？
From Jaya Krishna, he asked, based on the gurus, the lotus feet, can karma yoga offer result of three modes of material nature, things done in the three modes of material offer?This to God.
Offer the results to God, which are in the three modes of nature.
Yes, yes.
Well, Kama Yoga means to offer the different kinds of Kama Yoga. One is Sama Kama Yoga and one is Nisam Kama Yoga. Satkam Kama Yoga means we're attached to the result. We offer for the pleasure of the Supreme.
Karma Yoga 就分为 Sakam Karma Yoga 和 Nishkam Karma Yoga。 在 Sakam Karma Yoga 当中呢，人们依附于 事物的结果。
They like to get to the result, give more portion. Nishkam Karma Yoga will be much more
Sorry, Mara, the voice. Yes.
This time, Kama Yoga will give big portion, large portion of the work to, for the pleasure of the Supreme.
Oh, 在 Niskam Kama Yoga 当中呢。他们会把大部分工作的结果呢，就为了取悦神来献给神。
So what result is they give it to God? It may be money, it may be something else. Whatever the result are, they want to offer it for the satisfaction of the Lord.
所以不管结果如何，他们都会。愿意为了满足主而把结果供奉给主。
They make them, they give their child, they sacrifice the child for the pleasure of the Lord.
他们可能把自己的儿子。为了取悦主来献给主。
Farmer, growing property, give a portion, give a portion to the temple or the farmers.
而农民们呢，他们会把他们庄稼收成的一部分就捐给庙里。
So they can give whatever the result of that work is, they give it to the pleasure of the Lord.
所以无论他们的结果是什么样的，他们都可以就为了取悦主来把这个结果来供奉给主。
Okay, next. Good day. Okay. 下一个问题是 Rajendra Prabhu。感谢 Maharaja 的讲课，感谢翻译和主持人。Risabhadeva 的字面意思是什么？它是Stya Visha Avatar。每个化身降临都有其目的和使命。Rishabhadeva 的使命和目的是什么？他向我们揭示了什么灵性理念
？What's the literal meaning of Rishabhadeva? Is he a Shakti Visha avatar? And each avatar has his own purpose and mission. Mission and purpose of Rishabhadeva. What's spiritual idea?
The literal meaning of the name Rishabhadeva, Rishabha means the best of men.
Rishabha 的意思是最好的人类。
And to follow the scriptures, the Shruti, the Shruti, Vedas as well as the Puranas.
他教导人们来遵守书体和 Smriti 经典。并且遵守 Varnashram 制度。并且尊敬。他教导世人要尊重 Brahmana。
I'm not very sure. I have to check on it.
至于他是不是 Shakti Vishakti Avatar， 我不能确定，我需要查一查。And also, what's the mission and purpose? Okay.
That's
the Varnashram. Oh. His mission and purpose is to teach people to follow the Varnashram system.
是的，我们不对，我们还有两个问题。OK， Lila 是帕布还是马德吉？顶拜咕噜和咕噜的莲花族和奉献者，在我们学习经典的时候，看似有很多相反的说法，比如一个纯粹的奉献者甚至嘲笑解脱。反面又说奉献者也应该祈求解脱，我们该怎么理解类似这样的知识让我们不会让我们因为这些知识而变得思辨。感恩咕噜。
Then obeisance to Guru Dev and devotees. While as we are learning scriptures, sometimes there are some contradiction. For example, it said that a pure devotee, even ridiculous liberation, on the contrary, it is that a devotee should pray for liberation. So how should we understand knowledge, this kind of knowledge?And not become speculative because of this knowledge. Thank you, Guru.
So we have to understand liberation is not important for devotees practicing devotional service. Liberation is not the goal of devotional service. Devotee is not concerned, is anxious about liberation.
我们要明白对于奉献者来说解脱并不重要，奉献者要解脱也不是奉献者的目标，奉献者呢他们只要奉献服务，奉献者并不担心解脱，也并不为解脱感到焦虑。
Haribol,
yes, Hare Krishna Maharaj, I can hear you. You mentioned Hare Krishna.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, 我翻译了您说的这个解脱。Liberation is not what devotee cared for and the purpose of devotee. Devotee is not worried about liberation.
devotees are all liberated souls. They're already liberated.
奉献者都是解脱的灵魂，我们已经解脱了。
So to understand what is important, the goal of devotee is to develop love for Krishna, love of God, Krishna prema.
我们要明白，重要的是爱 Krishna, 爱神 ，Krishna prema。
So you have to understand everything carefully with the help of Sadhu Shastra Guru.
在 Sadhu Shastra Guru 圣人经典和 Guru 的帮助下，我们要小心谨慎的弄明白一切。
Thank you, Sadhu. Then you can ask the senior devotee, and they'll tell you. They'll enlighten you about it.
如果有什么困惑的话，可以去问年长奉献者，他们会为你们答疑解惑。
好的，姑奶，我们还有最后 Hari Vansa Prabhu 的问题，您还有时间吗？可以，好的。Hari Vansa Prabhu 有两个问题，第一个问题是。帕拉的大军是从恶魔家庭孕育出来纯粹奉献者的例子，是不是因为纯粹奉献者的仁慈影响的呢？这是第一个问题。
Prahlad Maharaj is born in a demon family, but he's a pure devotee. Is it due to some influence of a devotee? Definitely.Had association with devotee.
好，就是确定无疑的，他是因为奉献者的仁慈的影响，帕拉的，虽然从恶魔家庭孕育出来，但是他是纯粹奉献者。
When the woman was kidnapped, there are to the mother of.Prahlad, Narada Muni took the mother of Prahlad to his ashram, and she had been teaching her about devotional service.
当 Prahlad 还在他母亲的子宫的时候呢，就是 Narada 就把他的母亲带到自己的 ashram， 就教导他奉献服务。
So, definitely the contact with devotees.
说这肯定是因为跟奉献者接触而导致造成的。
Said in his previous life, he was also the son of a Brahmana. That building happened to be a temple of Lord Shingiri.
那他就是在他前世呢，他就跟一个就是女子有关系。后来他们就脱离了一个女神哈戴夫的一所庙宇。
There's definitely the contact with the devotee. He spent the whole night arguing in his previous life. He had this low-class girlfriend, and he spent arguing. They were in a temple that they didn't know was a temple, but they spent the whole night arguing, and it happened to be, I'm sure you did, and the night they were fasting had to be the night when Lord Nrsingadev appeared. So they got, he got a lot of benefit from that.
So in his past, Prahlad's past, he had a very low-density, low-level girlfriend. And they went together to a temple.就到了一所主尼生德耶夫的庙宇，就在那里呢过了一夜，并且呢当晚上他们在那里戒食了一晚上。那那天呢恰好就是主尼生德耶夫的显现日。
In the room of wife Haranyakashipu.
然后他就又在下一生呢，他就投生为Hiranyakashipu的儿子。
But he was in the womb. He was in the ashram of Narada, and he was hearing the scriptures regularly from Narada Muni.
他在他母亲的子宫里的时候呢，他母亲恰好就是在他母亲就在 Narada Muni 的 ashram。他就在他母亲的子宫当中呢，就聆听到了南的牧女讲博伽瓦坛。
So the result was the child grew up to be very right from birth. He was a great devotee.
那结果呢，就是这孩子呢，就一出生是伟大的奉献者了。
So we hope that his child is also a great.
Sorry, Mara?
We told Hari Vamsa, who asked this question, has a child and hope he is also a good devotee.
Hari Vamsa, a good devotee.
In Hari Vamsa, I'm an analyzer.我就想你们的孩子也是一个很好的奉献者。
Oh.
因为我告诉他们他们怀孕的时候我告诉他们你一定要天天多听点给你孩子听经典你的孩子多听 Krishna 的 principle 这样你的孩子出生以后 condition 很好的还会有他的奉献者。
嗯，所以就明白，就是当哈日邦萨他有孩子的时候，就他妻子怀孕的时候，玛拉吉就告诉他，要让他的孩子在子宫的时候就听博伽瓦坛，听圣名，这样孩子一出生以后呢，就是一很好的奉献者。
第二个问题是什么？
第二个。
第二个问题是伟达时期全球都是就一个国王，他是怎么到地球的另一端去管理的？是靠骑马吗？好像有点不太现实。
They divided the earth up. He was one king, but he divided.Up among his sons. He's got all his sons. So there were 10 sons, and so he united the earth up and he gave them each an area to have to look after their part. He does to go everywhere. He has his representatives. He puts his representatives in different parts of the place to look after the different areas.
他有代表，所以他就把代表就放在就不同的区域来照管当地的区域。
Just like India used to be a part of used to be under British rule. The British used to rule India, and they only had a few people here in India, but they were ruling the whole country.
印度呢，以前是英国的殖民地。在印度呢，只有少数几个英国人，但是这几个英国人就统治了整个印度。
They were put in different parts of India, and they would oversee all the affairs, and they would give reports.
他们就这几个英国人呢，就分布在印度各地，他们管理这些区域之后呢，他们就向上级汇报。
They didn't have telephones, they didn't have computers, they didn't have internet, nothing. But they still managed to keep in touch.
他们没有电话，没有电脑，也没有网络。但是无论如何，他们却跟上面保持着联系。
And they kept everything organized. Occasionally, sometimes they would meet together and discuss and plan.
就是为了让事物进行的井井有条呢，他们有的时候会聚会在一起来共同制定计划。
We just heard Lord Shabdev was traveling, visiting holy places, and he brought all of his sons with him, and they went to all the Brahmanas were there, they were having a conference, and Lord Shabdev is going to speak and give them all instruction.
我们在课中听到呢，主 Rishabhadev 就带着他的100个儿子去了圣哲们的聚会上，而他自己呢，也在这个聚会上嘛，教导了他的100个儿子。
OK, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, good day. 感谢您。
感谢大家，谢谢你们的问题。感谢 Guru Mani Fani, 感谢 Sati Jusi, 欢迎们都保重啊！对不起，这里的网络不太好。Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 感恩 Guru Day,
感
谢Guru Mani Fani。好，我们今天讲课就到这里了。
谢谢。
Hare Krishna, 谢谢。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.